sound of me pouring wine into my glass from a very far distance from the cup.
I have to pee now. Hey, welcome. Welcome to Family Home Evening.
With Bad Mormons.
I'm Charlotte.
I'm Mandy.
And we're two sisters who get drunk and tell you stories of debauchery and
stupid shit we've done.
Whorism. I got nothing.
I don't think whorism's a word.
It's like tourism, but for whores.
Ooh, I like it. Write that down. Whorism.
Welcome to the state of New York, where whorism is on the rise.
If you're just tuning into this podcast for the first time, welcome to Awesome Town.
Welcome to our Mormon living room. You can find an upright piano, some willow dolls, a plate of cookies that are stale and expired.
Let's not forget the portrait above the piano of white, blue-eyed Jesus.
Blue-eyed Jesus.
Blue-eyed Jesus loves white people.
Yes, he does.
And he tolerates other colors now as well.
Right, but, you know, at the end of the day.
I mean, come on. We know who Jesus really loves. Cheers.
Cheers. Hey, cheers.
What are you drinking?
I'm not cheersing to that, by the way.
Oh, yes, but no.
Cheersing to, you know, equality and not thinking that a Jewish man from the Middle East was white. Ooh.
Ooh, it's good, right?
That is good.
This is Saldo. It's from the Prisoner Wine People. And my former boss, who I loved so much, turned me on to this one. It's a Zinfandel.
Ooh.
2019.
All right. This is lovely. Quite lovely.
Thank you. Thank you, Moses, for the recommend.
Fantastic.
They also made us a special treat, which does not go with wine, and it's a shot, and I want you to tell me if you can guess what it is.
All right, well, it doesn't go with wine.
It doesn't. We are about to make a huge mistake, as we usually do in life, which created this podcast for you all to listen to. So cheers.
Cheers, you're welcome. Oh, God.
Is it supposed to be chunky?
No.
I tried to make a B-52. Tastes good, though.
It's delicious. A B-52 is not a shot.
Oh.
It is a snifter sipping.
Oops.
After dinner drink.
Listen, I've only been on this planet for almost 50 years, so how am I supposed to know things?
Every now and again, if I order it and it's a shot glass, I still sip it because it's Bailey's Grand Marnier and
coffee liqueur.
Coffee liqueur. I usually do Kahlua, but whatever. I know you're above that.
I don't like Kahlua. It tastes like cough syrup.
Now, why that was chunky is questionable.
Well,
if you're going to spew into this.
Maybe we should just move on. I can't imagine drinking my delicious wine now after that. I think mistakes were made.
I got some water. Rinse my mouth out.
Good idea. Thank you so much.
All right. So, what's going on in the world? What are we doing? We just finished watching Galaxy Quest.
Again, for the 47th time.
500 millionth time, because it's so good.
Also, let's give some shout-outs real quick.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, to Sam Rockwell.
Oh, my God, I love
him. Shout-out to Sam Rockwell. Cheers to you, sir.
Cheers to you, sir.
You're fucking awesome.
He's so fucking cool.
Also, to our patrons.
Hey, patrons. Thank you for being awesome.
Thank you so much for being awesome. We have a couple of our top-level tier patrons that are going to be getting a special surprise from their quarterly fun pack.
Yeah!
So,
I can't wait.
Be on the lookout for that.
So our sister sent us some stuff to send out to our patrons, which I'm pretty excited about.
Oh, yeah. Tiffany?
Yeah.
The host of 1.5 Stars?
Yes.
You know, I was on the platform looking up our stats today.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Finally, I'm happy to say we've been pushing it since the beginning of this podcast. Finally, Australia's taken the number 2 spot
yes!
in listenership.
Time, Australia.
They kicked France right out of the running. France is down to number 3.
Well, France, I mean, I know that we've butchered your language a few times, but...
But I thought we had something.
We thought we had something special.
You know what else I watched that's super fucking cool?
What?
I don't know if you saw the text from the Rebel thread. So we have a bunch of Star Wars nerd fans that have a text thread. We call it the Rebel thread. It's our kind of annual pass holder Disneyland gang in the before times, you know.
Right before COVID ruined
everything. Before COVID, BC. And one of our friends, Adam, has been working on this show for the last, what do you say, like a year and a half?
Yeah.
That just got released on Netflix. It's called Love, Death, and Robots.
So they had a season one of that we watched, right?
Yeah. Season one, I was like, meh, it's okay. But I think we only watched a couple episodes. Okay. But I watched season two, and it's every single one of them. There's a couple that are, like, you know, they're good. But then there's, like, seven that are fucking awesome.
Oh, nice.
Like,
that's
it's
cool.
Really good. So
I'll have to watch it.
Highly recommend. I'm not just saying that because it's my friend's project. It's really fucking great. So if you get the chance, watch Love, Death, and Robots, season two.
Netflix.
It's fucking Sweet. Rad.
I will watch that after we get off the phone here.
After we get out of this meeting.
Right.
This meeting that could have been an email. This wine's good.
That's lovely. I was going to say, we started watching Freeway last night, and we didn't finish it.
I finished it today.
Yeah, well, you finished it without me? I could have stayed up last night and finished it.
I've never seen it. You have.
Okay, how'd you feel about it?
What a piece of garbage.
Picture it. Picture it.
Okay,
it's
this is
early 90s.
Okay,
good. You've got Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke Shields.
Amanda Plummer.
It also has
Brittany Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Brittany Murphy. And then I didn't
star. Star-studded cast.
It's a star-studded cast. Picture Sacramento. Total, like, white trash. So she gets on the... I'm not going to ruin it for you.
Ruin it for them, Charlotte. Don't subject them to this garbage.
I watched it when I was 12. I fucking loved it. I watched it... I've probably seen it at least 20 times. So I wanted to watch it again last night to see whether it held up. And as far as I could tell, I still quoted along with a lot of things. So, like, essentially she gets picked up by a guy who tries to murder her, and she gets the upper hand. It's, like, very loosely based on Little Red Riding Hood. She deforms his face by shooting him in the face, but he lives, and she has to go to trial for attempted murder.
See, the way you're describing it makes it sound good.
You should all watch it.
Freeway, ladies and gentlemen.
So,
Freeway.
Imagine a very young Reese Witherspoon in her orange jumpsuit as Kiefer Sutherland gets wheeled in with his deformed face. Well, look who got hit with the ugly shit. Or a stick. Holy shit, Bob, is that you? You got a fucked up face. You're like, and it's just so great. I love it. And I actually normally have it memorized, and I can't do it now because I'm under pressure.
I don't know why. It's so bad.
It's so good.
It's so bad.
I definitely, like, mouthed along and quoted with it while you weren't looking. And, like, I love this movie. But no, it's so trashy. I mean, of course, like, her mom's a hooker, and she gets molested by her dad, and, like, yeah, it's poorly written,
poorly executed, poorly acted.
Who was the detective on her case? He's also a big star.
He's a character actor in a lot of things.
Big star. Anyways, right. Do yourself a favor, watch Freeway. It's on Amazon Prime. You're welcome.
Or don't, and save yourself the heartache and embarrassment of having to tell people that you watched Freeway.
Or watch it and tell us which one of us are right and wrong.
Okay, along with you being wrong about this, I think you have something to repent for.
Oh, yeah, I do. So, I apologize and I repent profusely to one Darnell Valentine. Turns out that Daryl Valentino does not exist.
Mm-mm.
But that wasn't what he'd said. One of our listeners, Gail, thank you so much, pointed out, I think you mean Darrell Valentine.
Darnell. Yeah.
What'd I say? Okay.
Darnell.
Sorry. I was drunk when I met him, and I'm drunk now.
That's that B-52 shot.
It got me.
Wine.
It's coagulating in my stomach and fermenting. But anyway, so
We were actually recording a podcast.
We sure were.
When we were recording the one with Courtney when the message came through. And then we tried to record a second one, but we were way too drunk by that point.
But
so we had
Mandy
to scrap
just,
it.
She just said, hey, do you think his name might have been this? And I was like, well, I don't know, maybe. And she just shows me a picture. I was like, hey, that's him! So it turns out he was a retired basketball player who was not trying to human traffic me. I mean, we don't know that for sure, because, you know, anything's possible. But the likelihood is probably not plausible that he was trying to human traffic me.
Yeah. You know, I hear whorism is pretty big in Florida.
Whorism is huge there. Nice callback.
So sorry, Darnell.
So, Darnell, Valentine. I'm really, really sorry. And I appreciate the invitation on the yacht. I still couldn't go anyways. I was there on business, but I appreciate the gesture.
Nobody ever invites me on a yacht.
Well, maybe you need to hang out in Florida at the whore bar.
That sounds right up my alley.
Wait, is this called whore bar? Yes, I'm in. Where do I get my membership?
There's so much other shit going on in the world right now, and I just can't bring myself to even scratch the surface of any of it because all of it's fucking horrible.
I haven't been paying attention, so I'm really, like, I'm good.
Well, Israel and Palestine are pretty much at fucking war.
Right.
And there's, I feel like I can't even get into it, but there's pretty, like, strong feelings on both sides, right. Like, free Palestine, and also, like, how can this country not defend itself when they started attacking them first?
Right.
You know, which is... It's all true and it's all valid, but it's just like
there's a lot of things to consider on both sides, and frankly, how about you just stop?
Right. Well, and the US is funding Israel's basically takeover.
Oh, that's fucked up. And Israel's like superpower, whereas Palestine really doesn't have a military, like they don't
I've heard it. Well, they know they do have a military because they started attacking Israel first. That's where this whole war started.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's why one of our listeners pointed it out to me because I'd posted something on Facebook that was, or on Instagram, that was very one-sided.
Okay.
And it was just like, here's the death toll in Palestine and, you know, this many children and blah, blah, blah. Right. Because it was fucking horrible. And I thought it was from a reputable source, but it was very one-sided. And she's like, well, they fucking started it. You know, they started throwing, you know, they're the rocks. Ones who launched all these bombs over into Israel, into like cities and major metropolitan areas where it's like Israel's kind of targeting the terrorist areas. Groups that are kind of running Palestine, but that, you know, like not the whole country of Palestine or the whole people of Palestine aren't terrorists, but the people who are in power are.
Right.
So it's all pretty fucked up. So I don't know.
We all just get along.
That whole situation is going on, and that's fucking terrible.
Right. Yeah. I can't even scratch the surface because I know nothing about it.
Yeah. I didn't know much, and then I started like reading about it and trying to figure out like, well, which side am I on? Right, and it turns out you can't really just be on a side. Like the whole situation's totally fucked up. I've heard it called basically like essentially like ethnic cleansing. They're just trying to wipe out Palestine because. Granted, yes, like, it's run by terrorists. Like, those are the people that fucking blew up the Twin Towers. And those are the people that are, you know, sending suicide bombers into fucking crowded areas.
But that doesn't mean that there's not innocent people.
Exactly.
Right. No, so, I get it.
It's all fucked up.
Could we talk about the idiots hoarding gas? Because that's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. You're the one who told me about that. Yeah, and I was can't be real.
So, yeah, apparently these idiots, China or Russia, hacked one of the pipelines. And so there's a potential of a shortage of gas, like in the 70s.
What does that mean that they hacked it?
Well, so everything's run by computers nowadays, right? For instance, what's that, the Hoover Dam or whatever?
The water.
Circulates a lot of electricity, right? Or energy or whatever. I don't really get how that
shit
works.
The one that Courtney peed over that
one? Yes, that one.
We'll save that for another time.
I think we've talked about it.
No.
But maybe not. anywho, like, that's all run by computers too. So what they do is they get in and then they change the amount of water that's allowed to go through. Anyways, it fucks shit up to the point where we'll not have enough electricity or whatever. I don't fully understand it, but I get the gist of it. So when they get in and hack it, like, they just change, or for instance, the amount of toxins that are allowed to go into a city's water, right? That's another thing that they'll hack. Jesus. And has been happening. Okay, it's a little bit on the, you know, conspiracy theory side, but I'm not saying it's not happening. They're catching it before anybody's getting sick, but doesn't mean that they're not attempting to do this.
Got it.
So they were hacking the pipeline to shut it down so that there will be mass hysteria and no gas, right? Because God knows if I can't drive my fucking 4x4, I don't know, fucking big trucks, whatever it is, my Hummer, then I can't live. Anywho, so all these idiots back, I think it's in the, East Coast, but maybe even just the landlocked states, I don't know.
I think it's like the South, like where the oil rigs are at, like Alabama, Georgia.
And I don't say landlocked states like it's a bad thing, but you know your people.
yeah, it's definitely East Coast and like South.
Okay, so these people are filling up garbage bags, Tupperware.
Lord.
Fucking, you saw one person that was as actually putting them in gas tank, the red ones that you would do if you would run out of gas.
Gas cans.
That's okay. I can at least understand that. But fucking plastic bags, are you stupid? Like,
well, the people who had it in the proper gas cans were like, there was somebody who took a picture of them, and they had, like, 12 of them in the right. back of their truck. Yeah, so
totally unnecessary.
Unnecessary. And then you're getting to the point of dangerous there, too.
Right. You That's a mean? Lot of gas. And, like, again, I really feel that the Darwin Awards are going to be very strong this year. I can't wait.
Yeah, gas got to, what, like, almost $4 a gallon? And they freaked the fuck out. It's like,
welcome to California. What are you fucking new?
Like, oh, my God. Next week, or maybe in one of our future episodes, we should have, like, an Oscar party, but we'll have a Darwin Awards episode, and we'll just pick all the stupidest shit, because, I mean...
Yes, that's a great idea.
To be fair, that's kind of our whole premise of our idiots. Podcast. We're idiots,
I can't believe we're still alive.
We should be dead, and we should give ourselves Darwin Awards.
Right, and to be, yeah, like, I'm not saying I'm smarter than the people putting... gas. Well, I am, because I would never do that. But would those people go hang out on a tin roof in a lightning storm? Probably not. They'd call us fucking idiots. So I'm not saying I'm better than anyone. I'm just saying they're currently being fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get over it. $4 a gallon, you can handle it, I promise.
Oh, it's so good. So yeah, that's dumb.
It's a good thing we got those electric bikes.
Shit, yeah, thanks.
Rule the world.
Buy my bikes. Mm-hmm. I never have to get gas again. I'll just ride my bike forever.
Let's take a quick break. I'm pretty sure Tiffany has something to give 1.5 stars to.
Fantastic.
And we'll hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. God, I hate everything. Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons presents 1.5 Stars. I Hated It with your host, Tiffany.
So let's start off the night. Picture it. I'm sitting here at Jenny's house and I'm like, well, Satsu and I should watch a movie. So I'm like, well, Olympia Dukakis died recently. I'll pick an Olympia Dukakis movie. There's this one on Amazon Prime. Okay, so it's called Cloudburst. And the synopsis is the best lesbian geriatric road trip movie you'll ever see. Suck it, Thelma and Louise. And I was like, well, that sounds funny, right? Because I mean, I love Thelma and Louise and I like Olympia Dukakis. Road trips are cool. Lesbians are all right. Geriatric people are hip, whatever, you know? I was like, it's okay. Great. It's going to be great. It was like heaven or Vegas level bad. Ooh. I saw many penises. There's one point where you see this young Canadian dancer with mother issues and like he's naked sucking his thumb in the back of their pickup truck asleep and you're just like, but why though? It's just awful. And like one of the old ladies gets teabagged, but like actually like runs her head into the sky. Unless you had a prosthetic penis and balls, she teabags herself. And but like for no good reason. It's just we're fucking ridiculous and it's awful. And one of the lines Olympia Dukakis says is if you have a good day, you grab it like you grab your dick. And then like even I was like gonna turn it off. I'm like there's 5 minutes left, and I'm so glad I didn't turn it off because then he's like a terrible, awful Canadian dancer, and he's you know, spoiler alert, Dot, she dies right after they get married in Canada, and he does his Canadian dance on their grave. And at one point too, when he ends up naked in the back of their truck, like it's raining really hard, and so they pull over and he gets down and like runs to the beach and gets naked, and Olympia Dukakis and Dottie start making out in the rain, and then they all like sleep in the truck and he sleeps in the back naked, but you're like, because there was a rainstorm in Canada. what the shit is really going on here? Terrible. Did I mention that? Terrible.
How many stars would you give it?
I would give it, if I had to give it, a quarter of a star.
Wait, we can't change the name of your segment to a quarter of a star.
Well, I wouldn't give it 1.5 stars because like compared to this movie, Coming to America was like fucking Gone with the Wind or some shit. It really is like heaven or, I mean, on a scale of heaven or Vegas to fucking Terminator, it's
your pretty... worst movie example to your best movie example.
That is, heaven or Vegas is the worst movie I've ever seen. And like, you can't beat Terminator. Well, you can. The Thing is better. So, okay, on a scale of Heaven or Vegas to The Thing, it's like, it's way close to the Heaven. It's like right above Heaven or Vegas. So never watch Cloudburst. Not that you were going to, but maybe you're like, oh, Olympia Dukakis, I really loved her in Steel Magnolias. Oh, she was also great in Moonstruck. Maybe this will also be good. And it's not. And it is not.
We know that keeping the food storage stocked can sometimes be a struggle, but boy howdy, did it just get a whole lot easier. Have we got a delicious and satisfying treat for you. Introducing Prophet Tyson Potted Meat Product. Prophet Tyson Potted Meat is a tasty treat your whole family will enjoy, and it's now packed with 30% more tripe per can. This spreadable, delectable meat product is the perfect addition to your food storage pantry, thanks to its pre-cooked state and extra long shelf life, which also makes it a great item for camping and military uses. Prophet Tyson Potted Meat comes in two tantalizing flavors. Country Pot, a down-home blend of pureed beef, pork, chicken, and that extra tripe. Or give City Pot a try, a spicy grind of raccoon, feral cat, skunk, and animal shelter dumpster. For a heavenly treat, try Prophet Tyson Potted Meat.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners can save 20% off your first purchase. Just use the promo code THEONEMIGHTYANDSTRONG at checkout. That's promo code THEONEMIGHTYANDSTRONG for 20% off your first purchase of Prophet Tyson's Potted Meat.
And we're back.
Hey.
Hello, you what? Made it back.
Wasn't that fun?
That's great.
Oh.
Wait, what is that the... Sorry now, but...
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm going to kill a lot of people out there tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to drink a lot of wine tonight.
Hey, listeners, have you guys ever heard of Yacht Rock on YouTube?
I'm sure we've talked about it, but we should talk about it again because it's awesome.
Google, actually, no, YouTube, Yacht Rock HD.
Correct.
The author is Hunter Stair. And prepare to be delighted in 5-minute episode chunks.
There's and there's only 12 of them, so relish in that shit. There's only two bad episodes.
Yeah, I skip episode 6?
6. Whatever the fucking
Jethro Tull
was.
Skip that one.
Skip that shit.
Because there's good stuff afterwards.
Right. It doesn't just go downhill after that. It was just a fluke of a bad episode.
Yeah.
Yama will be real proud of you if you do it. So are you going to tell stories or what?
I'm going to talk about more fancy things, and I want to bring us to an element that I feel more comfortable in, which is a penthouse suite at the Aria in Las Vegas. Do you know the story I'm going to tell?
I do know the story you're going to tell, because I have been in very few penthouses in my life, and that one was great.
So I'd like to tell you guys today the story of how Cyrus and I got married in Las Vegas.
Love, Cyrus.
You may not know this, listener, but I'm currently married to my estranged husband. We haven't really hung out together in probably about 10 years, but we're still married.
And still very much in love. Well, to be fair, I mean, you never really, like, sealed the deal, right?
It's true, we didn't. My husband's gay.
So technically... You could still annul that shit.
That's true.
Because you never had the sex.
You know what I'm thinking of?
Resident Development?
Yes.
Resident Development.
If you guys know, if you listen to our show, you know we love Arrested Development, and it pretty much shapes our lives. And every choice we make.
We had sex. We totally had sex.
And then she tricks him into having sex so that then they actually can't get it annulled. So good. Anyways.
It's a really good show.
It's great. Anyway, so let me begin at the beginning. So my husband, Cyrus, that sounds so weird to say that, was my really good friend. He's one of my really good friends, and we were good friends in San Francisco. And we've told you guys some stories in the past about the kickball party that we used to go to, which is how I met all my San Francisco friends. And then I decided to move to San Francisco. And Cyrus was one of those people who was always at the party. And so we became great friends. You know, there was a whole group of us. We had a great time. And Cyrus had this really cool apartment in Hayes Valley, which is kind of like right on the edge of Hayes Valley, because Hayes Valley gets kind of nice, and then it gets real shitty when it gets closer to like Civic Center. So we were on the like real shitty end of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was still kind of like in the cool neighborhood. We decided that he was like kind of hesitant about having me move in there, and I was like, $600 a month for rent in San Francisco sounds fucking amazing to me. Like, let's do this shit. So I kind of, like, was pushing him a little bit to, like, let me move in. He's like, you know, whatever. So we came to this agreement where I was going to move in, and we were going to get married. And I'm going to leave the reasons why out of the podcast just for, you know,
Mandy
just for
reasons. Bear if to you turn. Know. Mandy couldn't bear to turn 35 and single.
If you know, you know. If you don't know, I was a lonely old
hag.
I was going to say, what we used to call it, fag hag. The preferred nomenclature now is fruit fly. Thank you very much.
Oh, I like it. Mm-hmm. I've never heard it, but I'm on board.
So anyway, Cyrus and I were roommates, and we decided we were going to get married and have a big party in Vegas. And that may or may not have been a big motivating factor for me to get married to my gay best friend. So we start planning it out. Well, pretty much I started planning it out. Like, Cyrus didn't do shit for the wedding at all, which you'd think like a gay man would be like all about it. He's kind of bearish and not really like into...
He's no Dennis.
He's no Dennis. Absolutely not.
Right.
Dennis actually was a crucial key member of the planning committee from start to finish. But I probably planned that wedding out for at least, like, a year, I want to say. Just, like, not...
You had a whole year to back out of this shit?
Oh, yeah. No, I was all about it. Are you kidding me? Like, okay, well, you were there. You remember the party. That didn't just come together overnight.
I'm shocked. You're so good at throwing parties.
Thank you. Well, no, really what I was planning was, like, my outfit. Right. That's what took a year. And the invitations, yeah, it's pretty much just my outfit.
I was going to say, your invitations were great, but there was... I mean, it was just a piece of paper, or it was a cardboard. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I still have it, so, you know, we can make two.
Well, let me tell it. There was actually two. There was a save the date and an invitation. We did this completely legit.
Okay.
So, we started out with the wedding planning. We decided we were going to get married in Vegas, obviously. Kicked around a whole bunch of ideas, and I started going through bridal, not really magazines, but websites. And if you know me, it's like I wasn't definitely going for like a white, lacy wedding kind of thing. I was like more of like a burlesque show, you know, kind of a situation.
New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was very New Orleans. But I started like looking into this, and like bridal shit is such a fucking racket. Like,
such a racket.
Flowers, dresses, veils.
And if they find us for a wedding, it's three times the price.
Exactly. Like, if you Google wedding veils, it was like $700 for a wedding veil. Are you fucking kidding me? And then I could go down to the fabric store and make that shit for like $3 myself. So that's also why it took a year, because I was like, I'm not fucking paying for that shit. Like, all I really wanted was to like have a fabulous party and have a fabulous costume. And once I figured that out, I just like made it all myself. We had, we did save the date cards on playing cards, because it's Vegas, right? So we mailed those all out to our friends. Our friend Justin did our invitations, and he's like a professional, he has a professional graphic design situation going on. So he made these really cool invitations, and like all of our friends showed up, like pretty much our entire family showed up.
Yeah, pretty much, except for our parents.
Yeah, except for my parents,
Casey.
Yeah.
Didn't.
Oh, yeah, and Casey, because he had a brand new baby, I think.
Right. But, like, our brother Kelly, who never comes to shit.
Yeah, he came. Richard and Jess came. Jess was helping with my hair
and
makeup.
Kimmy and Colin came.
Uh-huh. Like, everybody was there. And then all of our friends were there. People from Washington, people from California, everybody from San Francisco. Well, when I say California, I mean Southern California.
Right.
San Francisco's its own entity.
Yeah, it is.
But anyways, so we rented a penthouse suite, and the Aria had just gone up. The Cosmopolitan and the Aria were brand new, so this was like a little over 10 years ago. And we got a penthouse suite. I think it was like $750 a night.
That's not bad.
That was like an introductory special sort of thing.
I mean, it's a lot, but it's not horrible for what it was.
Yeah, for what it was, we had
floor to ceiling fucking and vaulted ceilings, mm-hmm. windows.
Mm-hmm. We had a limo to the airport, or from the airport to the hotel. We had a private elevator, private security. I don't know if I'm exaggerating, but I want to say there's probably like 100 people in that room.
I was really high. I don't remember.
There was a lot of people. We encouraged everybody to wear costumes. We're like feather, glitters, glitter, make it happen. Right.
Be slutty as shit, whatever it may be.
We filled up the bathtub with booze. There was fucking mushrooms. There was ecstasy.
A lot of ecstasy. Cocaine.
Everybody was high as shit. I had pneumonia, so I was not partaking in the festivities.
That sucks.
I know, it really sucked after all that planning.
That explains why you got so mad at me later.
Did I?
Oh, well, I'll tell that story later. Go on.
So, luckily, Andrea was taping this because I didn't even think to have anybody, like, record this. But so we had our friend Hunter officiate our ceremony.
So good.
And I wrote my vows and I wrote Cyrus's vows because, like I said, he was not participating in the planning of the wedding. He procured the, shall we say, accoutrements for the festivities. But I did all the planning. So my vows were the lyrics to
Power of Love.
Was mine Power of Love?
Yeah. And then Peter Cetera's Glory of Love.
Yeah, Cyrus's was the one that's like, I am the man who will fight for your honor.
That one's Glory of Love.
Mine was...
Love is a curious thing.
No.
Makes one man weep, makes another man sing. Mm-hmm. That's the glory, or that's the power of love.
Power of love.
Yeah.
My vows were the Ghostbusters.
So wait, he got a mixture between power and glory of love?
No. That was...
No, Hunter did a mixture of Princess Bride and Ghostbusters.
That's right.
Right. And then you had Power of Love was your lyrics, and then Cyrus's was Glory of Love.
That's right. Rich like cream, stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, got it. Like I said, luckily Andrea taped this, so I have that tape, and I will put it up on the social media for everyone to see.
The outfits were glorious.
Yeah, it was really a good time. Blaze walked me down the aisle.
Of course he did. And he was in LeMay everything. Yes. A sparkly hat.
It was a green cowboy snake hat. Cowboy hat.
That's right.
All LeMay.
Fucking Blaze.
But yeah, like Hunter, our friend Hunter, who did the officiated the ceremony, he just did it like in such a way that was so dry and deadpan.
Yeah,
and the content really was ridiculous, right? It's like Ghostbusters. Like you said, Ghostbusters.
It's like Princess Bride.
Yeah, and he just delivered it without even cracking a smile, like it was the most serious task anybody had ever given him.
Right.
Which just brought the whole house down. It was so fucking funny. Oh, I just remembered why I got mad at you.
Yeah, I'm going to tell that story. That's my story to tell.
Anyways, it was a really fucking great party. I wish I could remember the name of the place. There's like a donut place that we wanted to try.
Voodoo Donuts?
No, that's in Portland.
Oh, correct.
I can't remember the name, but it was like a fancy donut place. And so we got donuts instead of a cake. Cyrus's parents were there. Cyrus's mom was there.
Right, they bought the prime rib.
Yeah, they had like room service prime rib brought up. All I know is at the end of that party, which if any of you are listening were at that party, thanks for coming, and it was so fucking fun. But then morning after, when we decided to go to brunch and we like kind of woke up from our, you know, drunken stupor and looked around and saw what we did to that hotel room, it was like there was literally footprints on the wall going up the wall. And I was like, what the fuck? There was broken glass, you know, shit just broken everywhere. And we were just like, well, we left a $100 bill on the table and we're like, see you later. Left it for housekeeping.
Wow.
Well, $100. And then we went to brunch and we came back and it was magically cleaned. And I hope they appreciated that $100.
Hooray!
Hopefully it was a team of people because there was a lot of shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's Vegas. They have to see, like a lot worse shit. Like, pee in the sheets and, like weird hooker shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Got to. And had I known, so like I said, Cosmopolitan and Aria went up at the same time. Had I known, I would have definitely booked the Cosmopolitan because I fucking love that hotel.
Yeah, it definitely, it's pretty fantastic.
Aria's like the man, you know, masculine antlers, patchouli smelling, dark cigar den feel.
Right.
Where Cosmopolitan is like the you know, heels and glitter and martini feel.
Your jam. Exactly. Well, so me and Craig, we didn't stay at the Aria. We stayed across the street at the Vidaro, right? And, like, it was great and everything, but, you know, to have to go back and forth between that was, I was like, we should just, why did we not just stay in the same hotel? That was stupid. There's one thing that I've learned in my life. If you're going to a conference, if you're going to a class, if you're doing whatever, and they're having an event in the hotel, you stay at the hotel of where the event is, or you're just going to fucking be miserable. Just FYI for anybody who has to do anything.
Or if you're going to a concert,
stay in.
Dude, get a hotel.
Get a hotel.
Right at the venue.
Right. You're going to meet some new friends. You might run into the band. Who knows?
Who fucking knows?
Okay. My story. My story was when me and Craig were invited to Mandy's wedding.
You got a professional invitation. I got a professional
invitation. So we rented a car. We get out there. Actually, you know what? The renting van was my idea. Because I was like, I thought we should take our car. But he wanted to rent a car. And I said, fine, but if we're renting a car, get a minivan. Because I want to find all the cool mid-century modern shit at thrift stores and be able to take it home with us. But it turned out to be clutch later when we had to go to Costco to get a bunch of shit for your wedding. Because then we had the minivan. Mm-hmm. But, I digress. So we get out there and we check in and they give us a room and it's okay. It's like mid-level. We have a view of the parking lot, you know, whatever. Craig immediately goes to the phone and goes, "Hi, we just checked in. I'm feeling compressed." And they're like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Why? Let us get you a different room." So then we got to go like higher up and it was great. But it's like, I feel compressed.
Note to self.
Right? So then we meet up with you guys and true to form, Charlotte gets fucking trashed the first night rather than waiting for the pivotal night to get trashed when the party actually is. So I don't remember a whole lot about that night. I just remember waking up feeling like shit. And I was just hungover all day. We had done the Costco run. We had to go pick up your wedding license. So we had some shit we had to do. And it was, again, good thing that we had the minivan because we could bring everybody.
Roses. We had to make the bouquets.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I started, as soon as we got to the room, I started drinking because I was like, I just can't. And I knew it was like hours before the wedding that I was like, we have drugs, right? I was like, where's the drugs? And so I took some ecstasy and I started feeling a lot better.
Like you do.
And I was like, oh my God, maybe I won't die of alcohol poisoning. Fantastic. But you know, like I'm not like fucked up. I'm just like, I'm cool. But then this must have been later. Okay, so and then I think what had happened was that Blaze, of course, was around, and there was music, and I was dancing, and he was dancing. And then the next thing I know, me and Blaze are dancing, and we're having a great time. And then the next thing I know is Blaze's fingers in my mouth. And I'm like, did you just put drugs in my mouth? And he's like, yep, sure did. And then danced away from me.
He does that. Blaze does that.
And I'm just like, I just took some drugs, so I guess I'm going to have a really good night today. And sure enough, I was fucking high. But I was drinking vodka cranberries all night. The prime rib had happened. So honestly, I don't remember if this happened before or after the ceremony because it's all a big fucking blur to me. Mm-hmm. But
I'm going
to
say after.
It was definitely after because I remember I ate prime rib. And then all of a sudden, I just had my gut was like, oh, I just don't feel good. Like it's turning. And then I found a bathroom that was, like, not the main, because there was the main bathroom that had the bathtub with all the ice and the drinks in it, mm-hmm. and there was a side bathroom when you first walk into the hotel, or the room, and so I went to that bathroom and I just puked, and it was all prime rib and grossness, and I just smelled so horrible, and it was probably smelled really bad because I was high, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I could smell everything more intensely than other people could, but right. I was like, don't go in there, I'm so, and I just profusely apologized to everybody, I think. I'm so sorry I puked. Like, it smells so bad, and I am so sorry. Then I drank a shit ton of water. Then I hit the booze again. But I was having a great time. Mm-hmm. Well, then security kicked us out because they'd warned us a few times that the music was too loud. And mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, you guys, we're like on our final warning. We got to go down. There's a club below us. We'll just go down there. Like, great. Perfect. Let's go. So we all head down there. I vaguely remember me and Janelle rolling around in the hallway. Like, there's some pictures of us, like, falling down, like, taking pictures. It's great.
That's right.
But we get down there, and here's the thing. If I know you well and I go to your house, I will just throw my purse next to your front door, kind of a thing. So I just know where it's at, and then I'll go in and have a great time at your house. Well, I did that at the club.
I remember that.
Right? Because, and I didn't know this at first, but like, I was like, I guess I had done that. We went, sat down, got some drinks, and then I went to go get my wallet to pay for my drink, and I couldn't find it. So my purse is missing. I don't know where it's at. And luckily, Andrea found it. She's like, Shaw, you idiot. It's next to the front door. Like, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Like, my bad. So yeah, that was good. And then I realized after that, I was like, I can't be in public right now. I am way too fucking high. Like, I don't do well high, even minimal high in public. And I was fucking high. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I gotta go. Okay, I'm gonna go now. Bye. And so I went back to your room instead of my room, which would have been smarter. But then I ran into Ani and Janine. This was where it started, was Jess was like, Charlotte, you should motorboat me right now. And I said, Jess, why would I do that? Like, you're my brother's girlfriend, and that's weird. She's like, just do it. It'll be funny. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I was like, that was great. And so then I just started motorboating everybody. So then when I ran into them, I was just like, I looked over at Janine. So I was like, do you mind if I motorboat your wife? And she's like, sure, go ahead, or whatever.
I can just picture her face, too. And
so I was like, that was great. And then I think I just walked away. Then I go, and you know, I wasn't passing out, but I was just laying in your room going, oh, this is nice. This is a nice bed. The next thing I know, and again, because there's no concept of time, I just hear Mandy come in, Charlotte, did you motorboat my boss? And I was like, maybe. Are you mad at me? Don't be mad at me.
She was my boss at the time.
Yep. Anyways, that was fun.
You know what? It's very rare that you can have a boss that's like your BFF that your sister can motorboat and that can still be your friend 10 years later.
They're both great.
Aren't they?
I love them.
Ani and Janine. This episode's dedicated to you.
This is dedicated to you. I was like, sorry, I don't know who's who, but I don't know you that well, but I just remember you both were awesome.
They are awesome.
They are awesome. They're like the awesomest. No, it's true. I saw Ani, right?
When we went to San Francisco. Ship.
Yeah.
The hottest club in...
Hottest club. In the South Pacific. Wait, no, that's not right.
The Mid-California Pacific. The hottest club across the street from that restaurant where they filmed that one scene of So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah. Now that movie held up.
Did it?
It, you know, it didn't hold up as well as I thought it would, but it was not as bad as Ghost Dad. Nothing will ever be as bad as Ghost Dad.
You know what? I've never seen Ghost Dad.
Oh, well, I'm going to change that.
Not anymore, because now I know. You're not going to freeway me, Charlotte.
Listen. That was a great movie.
I feel like my wedding wasn't the point of this whole podcast, but it turns
out...
It is now.
You started telling the story, then I was like, oh, I'm going to scrap my story, save that one for later, because I got this story.
Well... That was a fun party. It was very fucking awesome. It was so cool how many people showed up.
That was super cool.
And
it was just a solid party.
And they showed up in, like, form.
Right.
You know, feathers, sequins.
Even Kelly dressed up in a LeMay shirt.
Uh-huh. It was great. It was, like, the funnest party ever. We should have a divorce party.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to text Cyrus and be like, I know I haven't seen you for a while, but how do you feel about going back to the Aria? Or no, we'll do Cosmopolitan this time.
Yeah.
We'll femme the masculine.
Right.
Masculine married, femme divorce.
Fantastic.
And we'll invite our patrons.
Yeah.
And it'll be super fun.
Be like, listen, we don't party like we used to, but we still party. Can we still party like we used to?
I can't do a mountain of cocaine on top of a mountain of ecstasy.
Take all of the ecstasy and then throw up and apologize to you later.
But I will have some cocktails and I will put it all on black, motherfuckers.
Yes and yes.
Listen, I've got one last thing I want to say. Just hear me out, okay? We haven't done our be excellent to each other for a while. You need to go out on a positive note. Although, doing drugs and getting drunk and motorboating my boss
motorboating at my awesome, wedding
in
way.
Vegas is pretty epic way to be excellent to each other. However, I just want to say, like, in the spirit of weddings, I know, like, everybody is, you know, looking for some magic pill to make them happy. They want somebody who's, like, you know, their other half, who's, like,
soulmate.
Who's, like, super funny, sexy, you know, rich, perfect, beautiful. And so I just want to say this to you guys. Charlotte and I can't be everywhere at once, okay? So you guys need to lower your standards and just be patient. We'll get to you eventually, okay?
Is that a swipe at how many times I've been engaged? Listen, I will get to you after I break up with this one. Don't worry.
And if any of Charlotte's previous fiancés are listening, it's your own fault. You should have known better.
100%.
Are you enjoying our podcast?
Because if you are, you should leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
You sure should. Maybe check out our website.
You know, we've got some merch on there. I'm going to make some new shit. I've been feeling very crafty lately.
I'm about to sell a painting because I don't have any space for any of my shit.
And it's a good painting, too. She spent time on it.
I did.
Mm-hmm. She shared time with it.
If you guys have any stories you would like to share with us that you would like us to reiterate to the world, send them on over to fhebadmormons@gmail.com.
We'd like to give a special thanks to our patrons.
Of course. Our patrons are so fucking cool.
You guys are the fucking coolest. You're like my best friends and you don't even know it.
And if you haven't done it already, check out our YouTube. Give us a little like, give us a little subscribe. And, you know, if you think any of your friends might enjoy our shenanigans, go ahead and share it with them. We won't mind.
Right? Also, we've got a Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, and when you guys engage with us, it really makes our day. Even if we don't get to it right away, it's like, oh, hey, somebody commented! And then we laugh, and we make the jokes, and we have the fun.
We love you.
We love you guys.
And we also love Sam Rockwell. So
sure do. Hey, Sam Rockwell. We thank you for you.